You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and welcome to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, your host, and I am sitting next to Ross Sabaki. And happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday, Ross.
Good morning, Gina.
Today, we're going to talk about something just even saying the word gives me angst. The difference between change and growth.
You mean because no one likes change?
I don't think most people like change. Do you like change?
No, I feel like I'm with everyone else. It's scary at first, and your mind goes to the worst possible outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get a new iPhone, and where are all my pictures? Like, where are my pictures? Where I still have to sit with Alex to find my pictures. I don't know how to see all the pictures. Why don't they make it easier? I don't like change.
Oh, you know, that brings up a good point. There's probably two different types of change, and they impact you differently. There's forced change, when your iPhone just changes on you, and there's change where you make a decision to go get a new iPhone, which you are excited because that change you had control over.
That is a really good point. So, Apple, I don't like when you force me to change, and it should be easier, not harder.
You're correct. And it gets even worse if it's work that forces you to change.
Yeah. And I realize change happens to all of us. And, you know, and it does. We all have examples when we talk through this today that it does lead to growth. Whether you want to or not, again, sometimes.
And you almost need that time, right? I don't think the growth is it'll happen, but sometimes you need to be retrospective and think back of the fear and the change that was starting and then where you end, and then you can see the growth better. Of like, now I can see what is better because of this change.
When I sent this to you and that this was going to be our topic today, did anything come right to mind? Like, ugh.
Oh yeah, absolutely did. And we had a structure change years ago. We had a structure change at Pella, and I remember everyone got the book "Who Moved My Cheese," which I saw the title of this thing. I'm like, okay, this is silly. But then read the book, and it was actually very good and helped with the changes that we made in structurally internally.
Oh my gosh, you know what? That was one of my favorite books. And we have time. Can you briefly in this opening talk about Who Moved My Cheese, because everybody should get that book.
Well, I think it goes through to help you change your mindset, right? And it's going to go into what the discussion is today, too, of how to frame your mindset to not see the negatives and try to find the opportunities and the things that will be positive, to look past the initial shock and the pain and look what potentially could be different. And that's your focus. And don't focus on the things immediately that are happening, that are changing, and the negativity surrounding it.
Well, and sometimes that's easier said than done, because so many people, well, you divide different groups of people when you say your cup is half full or half empty. That's already a challenge when you're a half empty person in the first place, just automatically. I always joke, because I truly feel like I'm not only half full, I'm overflowing. But yet we all have areas of opportunity or challenges. And for me, it is change. But when we return, we are going to talk about change does happen and growth is chosen. Isn't that profound? You are listening to What's the Difference? I'm Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference? And today we are talking about change and growth. And you know what? I just thought another thing, Ross. Like, when, I don't know, I'm 60. I say this all the time. Now I'm almost 61, for God's sakes. Were you old enough when it was channel, here in Milwaukee, it was channel 6, 4, and 12, wherever, you know, you live in BFE. So whatever, where you live, whatever those stations were. Did you just have your basic stations?
Yeah, correct. Same thing as you. It was maybe like 3 to 5.
Okay. So then we get cable, which we think is a good thing. But then you get these remotes. Like, you have 5 remotes for one TV versus on, off. I just push channel 12 in the remote. Do you know? I don't even know how to turn on the TV. I can't even take it.
Yeah, because now you need like thousands placed with the TV channels. Yeah, correct.
And then how do I find what station? And then it's HD versus not. It's absolute. Some things are just, that's not growth to me. I don't need to grow there.
That's the diversification is what we'll call that.
Okay, we'll talk about a more relevant growth at this point.
Well, can I follow back on something that you said?
Ross, Andrew, you can.
Well, I think maybe it's important to, you had talked about like yourself and some people are half empty or see the glass half full. And I want to point out is it just the general in the audience, I think most people, so that they don't feel like left out when there's change, I have anxiety for it. Most people are that way, right? It's called loss aversion. So most people have that where they see the loss versus the potential growth or the positivity to it. So I don't want people to feel, you know, like, oh, I must be one of the few. You're honestly not. Almost everyone feels that way.
Right. It goes right down to lip color from Clinique when they got rid of Raisin after 20 years. I mean, how do I grow? Well, I got to grow and go find other. I mean, I'm telling you, there's growth in everything.
Who calls lip color Raisin?
Clinique, and it was literally the most universal color on earth, and okay. Sheer blush. I mean, this is actually bringing angst for me. Angst I didn't plan on having. You know, the thing about change, when I'm reading this, trying to get myself through it, or of course, you know, ChatGPT is my life counselor now. Change is external. Think about that. Change, when we write down in my lip color, what's changed in your life that's external?
Let's do outfits and clothes. How's that?
Yeah. Or your phone or the 50 remotes, all the things. Mm-hmm. But growth is internal and it truly does rearrange our character. And sometimes it's whether we want it or not. And I know at Pella, we see this all the time. We have vintage parts, right? When people, mm-hmm. we've been around 100 years. Listeners, so think of how many homes Pella Windows are in, and they truly are amazing quality, where so often they don't need to have their windows replaced. Many customers who've had their windows for years, we just need maybe service mm-hmm. and tweaking on a window or two. But at some point, when you are a company that's been around 100 years, we can only hold so many vintage parts.
Yeah, correct.
Do you remember, was it 2 years ago when we had to eliminate or redefine what vintage parts were because we had to get rid of some?
Yeah, correct. We had to shut a line. We had a line that basically would just make these old vintage parts from 70 years ago, but it was so random of now this one day I make this one part and they'll never make it again for 6 months. And it wasn't cost effective and it just was really hard to manage.
Right. And we're calling sometimes different Pella locations across the country.
Yes.
Do you have this part? Mm-hmm. And that was, to me, really hard change that we had to tell people, I'm sorry, I know your window is still working amazing and it's literally 60 years old, but we cannot do that. That was a change for us because at some point, the older Pella got, we had to make that change. What kind of growth for you did that promote?
Well, I think it's all in perspective and looking at it. So let's take the customer that, you know, they've replaced some of their windows and then let's say the other six they didn't, because like you said, they're in great shape. They're still 30 years old, but they still work fine. The idea of that change and the good portion of it is like, yeah, so we are getting to that point where having you change your windows, the good part about it is now those are going to last 50 years and they match the rest of your house. Everything aligns with it. A good analogy I'd use for the customers on that side too is think about when you go and you trade your car. Your car is 10 years old. It still works fine, right? But you're changing to something different and it's going to upgrade. Now it's going to last you that other 10 years. You're going to have a different level of enjoyment. It's the same principle. And it's how you look at it and how you frame it in your mind.
That was good. Change is real time, but it is uncomfortable for most people, for sure. I would say it always leads to something better. I'm trying to find out how the remotes lead to something better. But in real life, when I think of with Pella, our changes have led to many times a better quality. I think of our Lifestyle Series window. We had got rid of what's called the Designer Series, and many of you out there have it, where they were double hungs and it was the blinds between the glass and it was called Designer Series. And we eliminated that and went to our Lifestyle Series, which is really our bread and butter. And it is a far better window, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and actually more options, more popular options, taking the most popular options and infusing those to two different lines.
You know, change forces us to make choices we weren't planning to make, but growth allows us to see what's coming next, and sometimes we just have to remember that. When we return, we're going to talk about how to turn change into growth, because it's hard. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. And of course, you can find us if you're not up at 6:30 in the morning. You can go to WTMJ.com or stream us. I'm going to grow and not just only say Spotify. Any of the streaming.
Correct.
Streaming.
Check your phone.
Platforms.
Correct. It's on your phone.
Oh,
yeah, you don't need to download it. It's just right there.
It's just right there. WTMJ.com. Look at the tab Partners and scroll down. All right, how to turn change into growth. Those unwanted changes into natural and actual growth. So I know for me personally, and Ross, I'll be interested because we are so different from each other. There's things we're so alike, mm-hmm. which is why we work so well together. But I love how different we are because that's why we're such a great team. Mm-hmm. If we were alike, it wouldn't work on everything. For me, I tend to panic. Would you agree?
Yeah, that was my job in the beginning, is hold your hand off of the nuke button. Don't do it.
Right.
Wait.
Ugh. So I have had to learn to pause. And every change comes with emotion for me. I'm just so emotional. And the logic comes later. Even yesterday, I wanted to write someone. It was based off of emotion. I was going to text someone and ask them. And I'm like, nope. Pause. I'm doing it, and I've been doing it long enough with your help to pause, and the logic really does follow.
Mm-hmm. You reinforce your decision, good or bad.
Right. I look for the lesson. I truly, truly, truly do, not the loss. What is this trying to develop in me? Maybe it's patience, which God knows I have zero. Maybe it's humility, and maybe it's courage. Because it always cracks me up that people think I can just go do anything. Like I'm super courageous or I'm super outgoing. I actually have to think it through. And so that is one of the things I look for, the lesson. And I would recommend those of you that have similar traits to me, look for the lesson, not the loss. Because it doesn't end up being a loss.
Yeah. And remember, it's not the part of when you get into change is it's the feeling of loss of control. Right. That's sometimes what it is that feeling of loss of control. I heard a saying which it's really relevant here, too, is you can't control the wind. You can only adjust your sails. Right. So you can just adjust the things that you can control
Yep. And
what you're going to look at, the horizon, where I'm going, not where I came from.
Well, I think everyone should just that reminds me, and I have it written down and not in enough spots. And I've always said I'm going to add more spots. Control mm-hmm. what you can control, or you're just going to be frustrated all the time.
Yeah, correct. And you almost want to, like you said, I love how you just said that, is you're going to think of the things of how I can change myself. So I'm going to look at that change and then look at what, writing the list of what are the potential positives of this. And then that should be the focus.
And you know what? That took growth in itself, because I would blame others, or I've learned so much to look within. Mm-hmm. We can only control ourselves. And then for three, for me, it's to keep perspective. Growth rarely feels good while it's happening. I don't know that I was trying to think of even an example preparing for this show of where I had growth. And it felt good. Do you have an example?
Do you mean like at the immediate time that it's happening? Or
yeah, it
back?
Doesn't feel good. No. Whether, again, jokingly, our iPhone or, you know, Pella's coming out with new colors black became the color, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to eliminate something. What felt good for you when it was changing? I can't think of anything.
No, I'm same as you. I can't, like you said, I can't think of anything. It's the perspective after the fact, looking back, that's where you can see the positivity. But in the moment, it's really hard.
You know, I think it was last week we talked about going to the gym. You can go to the gym 8 hours in one day, or you can go 8 out of 12 days, and you're going to see far more results going 8 out of 12 mm-hmm. days for an hour worth instead of that 8 hours straight. And, you know, with the growth, where it's like going to the gym. You're not going to see the muscle forming, but we have to remember we feel the burn. Try to find
yes
the growth.
Or compartmentalize, right, of like the tasks, the small tasks that you're doing. That gets you to the end, that gets to the growth, and then you can look back. But I think you have to take the time also at the end and look back and say, what was better? What was the growth?
Yes. You know, and for everybody listening, we're all different industries, and I'm hoping this example, when Ross and I talk about it, will help you think of where you are, because when you work for a company, there can be many internal changes. And I know for us at Pella, we're Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, but we work very closely with Pella Corporate, the mothership. And you mentioned years ago change, but this year, 2025, has been a huge amount of changes where I feel like I don't know people anymore. People I trusted for years were gone. Suddenly we're explaining ourselves to people who didn't know us personally or understand how our Pella, Wisconsin branch, you know, even worked. It was uncomfortable and it was frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, because I think the people that you rely on, that they're not there anymore. But the other thing that you start to realize, too, and I'm sure you're going to say that, is the different people that are in different positions bring new talents and new perspectives.
Oh, my gosh. I can literally now list them all off. And it was uncomfortable. But once the dust settled, I realized the new group brought a whole different level of professionalism, innovation. They brought ideas we didn't even know existed. You know, and partnership. And it was again, trust. Trust. In our case, Emily Vedetto, who made these changes, who is, you know, senior VP at Pella, trust in the changes. And I would tell everybody, trust your organization that those decisions are the right decisions. All right. When we return, we're going to talk about going from chaos to construction. On the other side of the commercial break, you're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. You know, Ross, before I go into the chaos to construction, you know, there was something else I was thinking as I'm just looking at my notes. I mean, because maybe I do struggle so much with change, that's why I felt so passionate about this topic, that it comes whether we want it to or not, and we have to invite it into our lives and have a better attitude.
Just embrace it.
Embrace it. That's the word I'm looking for. And it rarely shows up as comfortable. It rarely shows up as comfortable. And it almost sometimes is disguised as loss.
It's fair.
Right? And I was just thinking, I mean, but when you stick with it, you realize the change you resisted was actually preparing us for something better. And you know, again, we have such a short show. I can't give all the examples in both of our lives like that. But I want everyone to think about that. Just have a better attitude about it.
Well, think backwards, right? Think something that's changed in your life. And then you need the perspective and the time. What was your growth because of that change?
You know, for me, what just came to me was losing VP of sales and marketing and just being VP of marketing. I didn't practice what I preached. So many times I think of who was our install manager for years, and we're like, we need a north install manager and a south install manager. And he always took that as he wasn't doing a good job, rather than we're growing. There's no way one human could possibly see over all the installs between Madison, Green Bay, and Milwaukee. Well, we're growing. We are, you know, $100+ million company. One person can't oversee all the sales in every division and
right.
the marketing.
Yep.
And once I embraced it and realized that it wasn't a loss, I'm actually so much better at my job just focusing now on the marketing, and I'm so much happier.
Correct, yeah.
That was
you can put your efforts where you truly passionate about them.
Jack of all trades, master of none. Who
yes.
wants to be that, right?
Correct.
So what's the difference between change and growth? In my opinion, change rearranges your world. From your remotes to my iPhone to my lipstick to I'm no longer overseeing those reps and you guys as the managers with sales. But the growth rearranged me.
Mm-hmm. Personally.
Personally. You know, like I said, it's going to happen whether you invite it or not. It shows up when you least expect it. So we were talking about whether, for me, and you'll have ideas, a corporate shift. All of you listening, right? You could get a new boss, whether you wanted to or not. A product line ending. How many of you have had your best friend literally move away? I think a B.O.B. who used to work here mm-hmm. at WTMJ, and he's a snowbird now. And his best friend, Mark, every single day they had cocktails in his garage.
Well, he'll never forget the memories. And, you know, one that you brought up, which I think it resonates with everyone, is probably your digital coach, AI, right?
Yes.
AI, that's a huge change, extremely scary for everyone, especially as it came out. And then I believe that a lot of people have embraced that growth and can see the positivity and all the things that it brings with it.
Perfectly said, per usual. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great Saturday. I'm Gina Della. This has been What's the Difference? And if today, you know, I always have a final thing. If today's episode encouraged you, I want you to share it with someone who's in the middle of change. And again, it doesn't have to be something sad and life-changing. It can be the smallest change. Maybe they lost their lip color, people. Listen to what they're saying.
The raisin's gone.
And maybe they just need to hear the chaos that they're in is actually construction of a new lip color. Ross. I have changed Ross so much. I don't know if you all know this, but his favorite color is pink. Have a great Saturday. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.